Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Want to cut your heating costs this season? With a highly efficient York heating and air conditioning system, you can save up to 50% in energy costs while enjoying tax credits and TVA energy rate rebates as much as $3,000. Your local York dealer. Visit harbinair.com to schedule a free evaluation of your system.
It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
You're listening to Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. Now, here's Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Super Talk Mississippi. You're tuned into your Radio Happy Hour. That's the Good Things. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. And don't forget, you can listen to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Super Talk Mississippi app and your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station. You can watch us, too. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Super Talk TV. And spring in Mississippi doesn't always mean snow, but it does mean it's time for the Natchez Pilgrimage. And it's kicked off and underway. And joining us today to tell us a little bit more is Natchez Mayor Dan Gibson. Welcome back, Mayor Gibson.
Hello, Rebecca. Great to talk to you.
It's good to have you here. Before we dive into the pilgrimage, how did the Songwriters Festival go there in Natchez, the inaugural?
Wow, Rebecca, it was fantastic. We had close to 60 songwriters at venues all over town, Friday night, Saturday, and even though the temperatures were pretty cold last week of January, didn't seem to stop folks at all. Our finale event that evening, Saturday evening, at our Civic Center was well attended. A lot of great talent. I think everybody's excited. We'll be doing it again next January. From now on, the last weekend of every January, we will host that Songwriters Festival.
Well, people have to put that on their calendar, Mayor Gibson, just like they put the pilgrimage on theirs. And I know lots of people have already planned their trips, but some, it's on their bucket list of things to do. And for those of us who may haven't ever heard of it, which I'd be hard to believe, what's going on in Natchez over the next couple of weeks that's so special?
Well, it's actually, Rebecca, it's going to be March and April. It's our spring pilgrimage. Goes back to 1932. This is where the concept of pilgrimage here in the States for towns to show off all of their architecture and gardens, it all began in Natchez. This is the oldest pilgrimage in the country. It has been going, never ceasing, since 1932. And during this time of year, and also in the fall, we have a spring and fall pilgrimage. We actually will have all total between the various tours available, 36 homes that are being featured. These range from the grand historic mansions to some of the smaller ones that you don't even see unless you come during pilgrimage. They aren't on tour all the time.
So are these, Mayor Gibson, people's private homes, and they just open them up during these times? Or who's keeping them up and keeping them historically, you know, I guess, is it historically accurate or, I guess, significant, at least if it's for the pilgrimage?
Well, you know, it depends on the house. But the museum houses, you'll have museum houses like Stanton Hall, Magnolia Hall. We also have Longwood, Rosalie, the house on Ellicott Hill, and a few others. They are open all the time. And it's special to see them during pilgrimage because they are extra beautiful with all the azaleas. We've got thousands of azaleas blooming right now. But the vast majority of these homes are definitely private homes. And some of the owners really get into it, and we'll have reenactments. Some of them just simply want to show the beauty of their home, and a lot of people come for design tips because some of them, while they're done up in true historic style, some of them you'll see that they're lived in, and you'll see where they're hiding the TV and where they actually are having breakfast and coffee in the morning. And it's a real neat way to see a diversity of architecture and to get inspired. that's exactly what's been happening here. We have had, I think, about 1,500 people or more this weekend in Natchez here to tour the homes alone.
Well, I know you're getting a few more this weekend. I got a good friend, Alex, who also works here at Super Talk. Her and some of her family are headed to Natchez, Mayor Gibson, just
great.
For this.
Yeah.
And
it'll be great to have Alex in Natchez.
And they've already got an itinerary, but she's listening to good things because she wants to know those hidden tips and tricks of making the most out of a pilgrimage, especially if you're a first-timer. So if you are a first-timer headed to Natchez, through April 15th, what are some must-dos or you should-dos that, people may not think about?
Yeah, must-dos. Go to our visitnatchez.org website and go ahead and check out all that there is there. Plan where you're going to stay. Look through all the restaurants. Also, all of the shops and all of the various tours that are offered. We've got every kind of tour experience you can imagine. I mean, while you're here, you can even get out into the great outdoors if you want to and do some kayaking. I mean, this is just such a beautiful corner of the world. But I also advise people to look at TripAdvisor. A lot of these sites are listed on TripAdvisor, and it's a good place to really, especially as far as restaurants go, to get a handle on where you want to eat. People ask me all the time to recommend a restaurant, by the way, Rebecca, and I've learned to tell them if you can walk to it, I recommend it. There's not a restaurant downtown that I can't recommend. And then, of course, on the edge of downtown, we have two great restaurants. We have Monmouth 1818, been number one in Natchez for several years. And you sit in the main mansion of a house built in 1818, and you eat in grand style. And then you have the castle, which is a historic castle building right behind another major mansion, Dunleith. And the food there, it's an unparalleled experience to have those dining options. Now I'm going to get in trouble if I start naming all the restaurants downtown and under the hill. There are just so many, and some have become quite famous over the years. And you notice I'm talking about food. Let's talk about tours.
Yes.
Let's talk about tours.
Fuel up, and then you can
One
have something to do. Yeah.
Mayor is to keep on being able to button my suit, you know?
But yes, so there'll be lots of tours. I know even some of your other tours that aren't associated necessarily with the pilgrims are still going on and will make for a great trip to Natchez. I know maybe ghost tours and other things like that. You know, I think it really is, if you've never been, it can feel overwhelming. So knowing that those websites are there to help you kind of narrow down your trip is helpful. You mentioned 36, though, places. That feels like a lot, Mayor Gibson. Is it doable in a couple of days? Should you narrow them down?
Not at all. And so what I tell people is easy to break out about 14 of those. We're on tour this weekend just past and this coming up weekend. And so that's the Living History Tours. It's a new tour experience that's been introduced to Natchez. And there's some good reenactments taking place. And these are some homes that traditionally have not been seen. And so I tell people just go to the website, check it out. And that is livinghistorynatchez.com. And you'll see all these great houses that are on the tour this coming up weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Also, Living History has been doing some great programs. And this Friday, they're bringing back a beloved play that hasn't been shown here in some time called Southern Exposure. And it's a spoof on the pilgrimage. Been around a long time, but the Natchez Old Theater just hasn't shown it in a long time. So I'm looking forward personally to seeing that this Friday night. They also, this weekend, will have music on the bluffs at the historic Rosalie Mansion. And there's also a brunch this weekend at Frankie's on Main, one of our great newer restaurants downtown. Now, that's Living History. Now you can also go to the Natchez Garden Club website, and that Natchez Garden Club, I'm going to Google these websites, but the Natchez Garden Club pilgrimage has a number of mansions, and they're also having their Magnolia Festival Ball in a couple weeks, Saturday, March 28th. It's a local tradition, a lot of pageantry, a lot of beauty there at the beautiful Magnolia Hall. But they have also another number of events, including the Wake of Annie Stewart, where you can go to Sunnyside and just step back in time and experience what was actually a wake for a lady who died and lay at rest there in the front parlor at Sunnyside. They also are having an Easter egg hunt that's going to be held the last Sunday of this month at the Towers, which is an Italianate mansion known for its themed tours year-round, Easter, Christmas. Really great mansion. That's going to be a fun event. Now then, Natchez Pilgrimage Tours, they have another selection of amazing mansions that are going to be on tour, but also they have, and I'm excited about this.
Well,
they
Mayor Gibson, we're going to have to get you back to tell us all the rest that's happening fun.
I'm running out of time. And, you know, you can't get all this in. It's just too much.
The good news is Good Things airs every day at 2 o'clock, so we can get you back later on to talk about the good things in April. But we appreciate your time and all that's going on there in Natchez this weekend.
Rebecca, we appreciate you, Super Talk, and the opportunity to talk about Natchez. Visit Natchez.org. Come see us. It runs through April.
There you go. All right, appreciate your time. Stick with us. More up next.
When it comes to tree removal, Good Things with Rebecca Turner, Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour, here on Super Talk Mississippi. Now, back to the fun.
Can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming.
Welcome back to Good Things. Don't forget we are streaming live, as always, over at supertalk.fm. But you can finally get to hear something cool and unique here. Our news director, JT Mitchell, got the opportunity to interview Daniel Stallworth. He's a contestant on American Idol Season 24. Listen in, and then we'll check in with JT coming up next.
We are fortunate to be getting a few minutes today to chat with Daniel Stallworth. Now, if you haven't heard that name, you probably have, but if you haven't, you better get used to it. I'm telling you what, Daniel is a star. He's an incredibly talented Mississippian, currently competing on season 24 of American Idol. He just made it to the top 20, so congrats on that, Daniel, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
So I am one of the many people in Mississippi who has been tracking your journey, and it's been incredible to watch. It always is, from your audition on the premiere to cracking the top 20 or the top 30. I guess it was 2 weeks ago. You got the top 20 last week, but it's always a little bit different when, you know, me, I'm watching it on TV. I don't know how it is to actually live it. You're on the other side. You're in my TV. Give me some insight into what this experience has been for you.
My experience for the most part was very impeccable. I wouldn't have traded this experience for the world. I'll honestly say that I definitely had to put a lot of work in because there were a lot of talented and gifted musicians, singers there on the show as well who were trying to get a spot in the top 30, especially even before the audition, just trying to, you know, pace myself and just do my thing. So from the inside, you know, it's really, you definitely got to put the work in. I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited already, you know. But on this side, I'm telling you, it's been a journey. It's been a journey.
And there's so many talented people. You know, American Idol, I feel like it's just every single year has so much more talent than the last year. And it's always just uber competitive. But I have to ask you about song choice, Daniel. I've been watching the whole time. You got us kickstarted with Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Yes.
And that gave me chill bumps, especially when you were talking about your students. And then you went to Ben E. King. And then last week you went to Miley Cyrus. Now that is a broad range. I mean, we're talking about different genres. We're talking about going all the way from 1961 to, I think, The Climb came out in 2009. How do you go about picking your song each week?
Each week, honestly, I try to paint a picture. I try to tell a story. From the beginning, like I said, with Journey, with Don't Stop Believing, I wanted to send a message out to anybody who has a hard time believing in themselves or has a hard time with confidence. I try to tell the story from that point. Like, no matter what you're dealing with in your life, or no matter how hard you think things are, don't stop believing, because there's something inside of you that's great, and the world needs to see that. And so I wanted to tell a story with that, and then with Stand By Me, I wanted the people who I know that believe in me, hey, as long as y'all keep believing in me, I want you to stand by me as well. You know, that's the thing. So I definitely want to tell a story. And even with the climb, this journey itself has been a climb for sure. I've had some moments where I was kind of second guessing my ability, my vocal ability, and second guessing who I am. But I had to remember, hey, I'm telling a story. I can't stop believing if I'm telling other people to believe. So it's all about painting the picture and telling the story to me.
And not that you should listen to a radio guy by any means, but don't second guess yourself. You're killing it. You absolutely are. And when you talk about why you sang Stand By Me, you've got a lot of people behind you. You really do. I saw the other day, you know, a shout out from the mayor of Moss Point. I feel like Mississippi is starting to rally behind you. And some background for the listeners who are maybe you're just now meeting you. You're from Moss Point. You went to Alcorn State, and they're going to boycott me if I don't ask you about Mississippi and what Mississippi means to you, how it shaped you maybe as an artist, maybe as a person. Could you kind of give me some insight into that?
Mississippi is home, man. Mississippi is my place. Like, that's my state. I own Mississippi. Like, everybody who's a Mississippian, we own our state. Like, that's our state. It belongs to us. And man, Mississippi has definitely helped me, helped mold me into the guy that I am today, the person, the musician, the singer. It's helped bring me to this point. You know, Mississippi has definitely had my back since day one. And I will never tell anybody I don't like Mississippi. I will tell anybody anywhere I go how much Mississippi means to me. Being one of the smaller states in the country, everybody is so gifted and talented. Everybody is so family oriented. And I wouldn't trade my home state for the world. I kid you not. I love Mississippi. In my cricket letter, I.
That's right. I feel it. I mean, I thought when I was a kid, you know, I'm going to leave Mississippi and never come back. And when I went somewhere else, I realized the place I want to be is Mississippi. Great. There's no people like the people in Mississippi, and there's no talent like the talent in Mississippi. And you've now joined a long list of Mississippians who have honestly made major runs on Idol. I mean, I think back to Deshaun Goncalves from Jackson State recently. You had Jennifer Jeffries from Starkville, Colin Stowe and Zachariah Smith from Montgomery County. Jamal Roberts won it all last year. And I want to touch on that just for a second. So when I've been covering you the whole time, when I first saw your audition, I heard about you being a teacher. Now, you probably already know this, but Jamal Roberts is also a teacher. I don't know what they're putting in the water at these schools to make all of you guys such good singers. But how crazy is that, that both of you guys are teachers, and he won it, obviously, in season 23, but you're looking to do the same in season 24?
Yes, it's my plan. It's definitely my plan.
Have you heard from Jamal yet?
I haven't. Not yet. I haven't heard from him yet, but I'm definitely a big fan, and I support him.
Well, I think a phone call is probably coming your way soon, especially when we get into the live voting rounds. You know, I just want to touch on Mississippi one more time, because it's gonna ring true when we get to the live voting rounds, how much Mississippi stands behind you, how much we can help you. But what kind of love have you been feeling so far from maybe the Moss Point community or the Alcorn State community?
Oh, man, Moss Point, my city, home and raised. I mean, born and raised, I'm sorry. There, man, Moss Point has definitely, from day one, they have been standing by me. Even before this American Idol journey, they have been standing by me. They have been showing their love and support. They show me how much they love me. They show me how much they care about me. And they also just send encouraging words to let me know, hey, I got your back. I know this, it can be tedious, but we got your back. We love you. We support you. We know what you have inside of you. Just go out there and show the world what we've been seeing all this time. So I'm definitely grateful for my home city. Even my school, my college, Alcorn State University, they shouted me out after I received the golden ticket. So I'm definitely grateful to God for my college. I definitely brag on my college all the time. You know, I let people know I went to an HBCU named Alcorn State University in the middle of nowhere. But they definitely been showing their love and support, and I'm thankful.
I think Alcorn was the first federal land-grant HBCU. I mean, the history is crazy, and I know Alcorn is proud of you. So you were in Hawaii recently.
Yes.
In short, was that pretty fun? I guess my invite got lost in the mail.
Next time I go, I'm bringing you with me, man. You got to go with me. But for sure, man, Hawaii was it was everything that everyone had always talked about. Like, Hawaii is definitely the place to be. I don't care who you are or how old you are. You have to go to Hawaii. I promise you, man, Hawaii is so beautiful. Very beautiful place. And I'm definitely ready to go back.
Well, next time I'll join you, because I haven't been. I've been to a bunch of places, luckily, but never Hawaii. I hear the beaches are a little bit different than from your part of the state.
Oh, yes.
So we got a couple minutes left. Live voting is coming up soon. What do we need to know about that, and how can the thousands of people listening to us right now help you out?
Listen, this Monday, March 16th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, my live performance will be on ABC, Monday at 7 p.m. What I can tell you about voting is that there are five different levels of voting, or not necessarily levels, but there are five different ways to vote. We have AmericanIdol.com/vote. You can text 4 to 21523. We have Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. They will have a voting post on those three platforms that you can vote on as well. You can vote up to 10 times on each platform for a total of 50 votes per person. So, and when voting the comments on social media, make sure you spell my name correctly. All you need is my first name, Daniel. But I'm looking forward to Monday, and I'm looking forward to the support.
And that's our timer right there. But we will not judge you out there if you use a VPN or use different mobile devices to try to get Daniel Stallworth the most votes possible, because he absolutely deserves it. You've heard him speak here on Super Talk Mississippi. If you haven't heard him sing yet, because I know you already like him, but if you haven't heard him sing yet, tune in Monday night at 7 p.m. Central on ABC. And make sure to tune in the rest of the year. We're going to help you do this, Daniel. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
All right.
We are fortunate.
You were listening to a Super Talk Mississippi News
Daniel
exclusive.
Stallworth. Now, if you haven't heard that name, you probably have. But if you haven't, you better get used to it. I'm telling you what, Daniel.
Back to Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour here on Super Talk Mississippi. Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. It's Good Things, Good Things. It's Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Welcome back to Good Things. Don't forget we are streaming live, as always, over at supertalk.fm. Also from that Supertalk Mississippi app and your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. You can watch us, too, on that computer, that mobile device, over at Supertalk TV. And if you were watching or listening, then you got to hear an exclusive with Supertalk Mississippi News Director JT Mitchell with American Idol contestant Daniel Stallworth. He was up last segment. If you missed that, you can catch it on podcast, or on YouTube after Good Things ends. But we got JT here now to kind of reflect on your cool conversation with Daniel, and then also our Monday good headlines. So welcome. And also, it was a great interview.
Well, thank you. I thought Daniel was great. What did you think?
I thought so, too. You know, as someone, he wasn't able to his time schedule. You were able to do that interview for us, but during hours that wasn't Good Things. So I'm grateful for that it got to happen. You know, and it's always fun to see behind the scenes, right? Because we only see on the American Idol or The Voice or whatever it may be, their stage presence or their singing voice. But you don't get to understand the person behind it. And I think it's always fun to do
that. Yeah, and that's kind of, in that second question, I was like, look, man, I'm watching on TV. Tell me what's happening inside my TV. Because I know it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't get into this. We had 10 minutes, but he did that interview with me after school.
He is an elementary school teacher in Texas currently. And as soon as he got out, he hopped on Zoom, hopped on with me. And so they're still living their daily lives. And I mean, tonight, I guess they're back in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. They have two more episodes in Hawaii at Disney's Alani Resort. And so imagine how you're being thrown all over the place. And then at the same time, you're trying to win one of the most influential singing competitions ever to change the trajectory of your life. But yeah, you got to go teach kids a little bit here
the
in between.
The good news is at least his, I guess, subject of choice, music, really plays into what
it
he's
does.
Doing. It would be hard to come back and be like, okay, math.
Yeah, that's right.
And kind of focus on that. But I like how you touched on, too, just kind of the talent that comes from Mississippi. Daniel being one of many that kind of show up and sort of show out. And even if you don't make it, I mean, you don't know what all is in the cards for someone to make it to that final, like Jamal and some of the others from Mississippi has had the chance to do. But just to make it as far, top 20, I mean, when you think about the thousands upon thousands, and we consistently, Mississippi consistently has contestants make it higher up into these competitions.
Oh, yeah. And I can't even tell you the number because I don't think it gets released of how many people auditioned mm-hmm. for Idol. And then you go from roughly 150 in one night, about in half. And they just whittle it down each and every week. Here we are in the 20, in the top 20. And I think three of the last 4 years, somebody from here has been in the top 20.
That's cool.
It's pretty phenomenal.
Especially to be such a small state. And that's important because it's a, you know, you think about for the live voting, which plays into moving on to the next. So that tells us that even though you come from a smaller state, we still get behind and support our people who are on stage and, you know, doing their thing, especially when they're as talented as the ones who have come through. I mean, lately, I don't think we would just, you know, the talent has to be there, but then also the fact, the love of Mississippi, and we get behind it. So it goes to show, man, the power in just a mighty little state like Mississippi that can keep you afloat.
Yeah, 2.94 million people, roughly. And if you name all of the talent, you'd be like, that has to be California, right? Mm-hmm. And I told him off air when we got off, we were joking a little bit. I said, I think you're going to be fine for this round at least. I hope we're covering you to the very last episode because you sure have the talent to win it all. But I think Mississippi must have, you know, the number one per capita viewership for American Idol. Because getting Jamal Roberts to win, getting all these people, we mentioned Jennifer Jeffries, we mentioned Colin Stowe, Zachary Smith, Deshaun Goncalves, getting them to advance, and you can look at it from every contestant, it's really based on their home state. Their home states is who's kind of powering them, and so I encourage everybody tonight to vote for Daniel Stallworth. You can do it five different ways, he said, right? Text message, online, that's AmericanIdol.com/vote, and then for the first time ever, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, you can actually vote in the comments. Hmm. Now, I look forward to seeing how this social science experiment goes because it's the first reality TV show to ever make the leap to social media
really?
Voting. And so we'll see how it goes. I don't know how easy
that has to sit and count that.
Yeah, somebody who probably gets paid better than me. So, and so everybody go vote tonight for Daniel Stallworth. And I loved his answer. Yes, he teaches now in Texas. He's been there for a few months, but I loved his answer about how he takes Mississippi with him everywhere he goes. He wouldn't trade his home state for the world. It just made my heart smile.
Yeah, well, and then when you see like Moss Point and everybody else getting behind him, then you know just because he's working somewhere else right now doesn't mean that home's not still here. And I think that goes for so many who, like you mentioned, choose to leave but then find their way back or always have their roots right here in Mississippi. So he's a Mississippian for life.
He'll be back.
For sure. He'll be back.
It's kind of like Jamal Roberts said. I asked him, you probably remember that interview. I said, so you're going to move off somewhere huge city, enjoy the rest of your life? He said, no, I'm not leaving Meridian. Mm-hmm. I said, you're not leaving Meridian? He said, I don't like to wait around at restaurants. I don't want to wait for a table. I like to be able to drive. I like to be able to talk to people. I'll be in Meridian.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you go out, especially when you think about traffic, I mean, even if you've worst 5 o'clock traffic wherever you are at Mississippi compels to nothing when you visit outside of
you
our,
were in Atlanta over the weekend.
I was just thinking, I was like, there was many times like, get me back home. I belong back in Mississippi. This is for the birds, as you could say, for sure, when it comes to traffic, even on a random Sunday afternoon. It's outrageous, the difference in the living for sure there. But this is fun for you to be able to write about. I know you love American Idol, but also your Super Talk Mississippi news team. We say it all the time. They cover our Mississippi stories, and you do such a good job. And it's always refreshing when you've got positive stories to write about. And so I think highlighting all of these Mississippians on whatever show that they may do matters, because it takes our minds off of some of the other things that may be happening. But he's obviously not the only good headline you guys write about over there on the Lifestyle Button. What is there anything new over there right now, JT?
So the new tagline of your show needs to be a breath of fresh air, because seriously, it is. And we say that all the time. Yeah. So Idol is tonight at 7 p.m. And, you know, they're kind of cannibalizing audience here. But The Voice is also tonight. That's at 8 p.m. And we have a Tutwiler native, Mike Steele, who's on there. He's rocking and rolling. So you can watch that, or you can stream one tonight, stream one tomorrow. I don't care how you do it. Just support your fellow Mississippians. Yeah. They're talented. They're getting out there. They're showing the world what they've got. So it's been tremendously fun to cover both of these guys' journeys. Hope to cover it till the end of their respective seasons. But yeah, Rebecca, we're covering all the good news as it comes in. And a lot of it lately has been music-based. We've got a lot of concert announcements. Mm-hmm. We've got Waka Flocka Flame coming to Delta State next week.
Say it again. Waka Flocka Flame.
There we go. He'd be proud. We just got an announcement that Gavin Adcock will be at Ole Miss in September. So anything music, we're getting you up to speed at supertalk.fm.
Music last night at the Oscars was in favor for Mississippi.
It was.
I didn't get to watch, or I chose not to watch, or whatever it may be. We were traveling. But our, you know, Good Things guest, Bobby Rush.
He was there.
He was there. Not only was he there, but he was moving and shaking and doing all the things at his phenomenal age on that stage.
Was he 91?
Yes, something. 91 young, I think it is.
91 young. Yeah, Sinner is Mississippi-based. Got 4 Oscars, even though it was predicted to get more than that. A little bit of controversy there. One battle after another got more. But part of the score was on display last night. You mentioned Bobby Rush. Mm-hmm. It's
Kingfish
crazy.
Kingfish and all the others.
Yeah, because Kingfish helped with the score of Sinners. If you watch it, he's in the ending credit scenes along with Buddy Guy. Pretty cool stuff. And then last week, I really enjoyed the interview about the penguins.
Yes!
Penguins hatching in Mississippi. Who would have predicted it? So for the second time ever, we've had penguins hatch here inside state lines. Both times, thank you to the Mississippi Aquarium. That's really cool stuff.
And I think they just released some endangered turtles not too long ago. I saw on their social media. And I'm like, why do I never get invited to that? How much fun would it be to be able to walk to the ocean water and watch the little turtles? Have you?
I have been to one of the releases of the Kemp's Ridley sea turtles.
Mm-hmm.
The most endangered sea turtle, I believe, in the world. And lots of them, especially from New England and other parts of the Atlantic seaboard, they get sent down here because the aquarium and then the Institute for Marine Mammal Studies, they're the best in the business. And so they rehab them, and then they release them into warmer waters and watch them go their merry ways. So I went out one time and got to stand, you know, with the water about knee deep and watch them swim by me off into their new world. It's one of the cutest things ever.
I can't do it, but they should put GoPros on them. I just want to see what their life is like.
Yeah,
and
GoPros
you're not supposed
would be cool.
To. I know it's like, I know why
but they can
would.
They can do the tags where you can see where it. They ping here and there.
Just like they ping that great white shark.
That's not a good thing, is it?
I don't know. I'm kind of glad they know where it's at. Kind of glad that they know where. That is definitely a good thing. And there's so many other good headlines. My favorite button, the Lifestyle button over at supertalk.fm. JT, thank you for your time with Daniel Stallworth. Again, it will be up on YouTube later after the show, as well as in podcast form if you missed it. But yeah, thank you for your time, and stick with us. We got more for you coming up next. Dug our treasures now, but can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
It's good to have you listening to Good Things. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Now, here's more on Super Talk Mississippi.
Guide to Good Things. Don't forget we are streaming live, as always, over at supertalk.fm. Also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app and your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. You can watch us, too. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Supertalk TV. And to let you know that Middays with Jar Gibbert, he will be at the Westin in downtown Jackson coming up on Wednesday. He'll be there for the Madison County Business League and Foundation, along with Precon Global Investment Group.
And
Precon, you figured it out. You probably heard it better more times than I have. Precon Global Investment Group's annual luncheon with the keynote speaker, Lieutenant Governor Delbert Holzman. So tune in on Wednesday from 10 to 1 p.m. and there'll be a lot of good things for you happening there. I don't know. Some of you probably think this weather is a good thing. Other of you probably think, it was 80 degrees yesterday and we had snow flurries, at least where I was here, or where I live in Brandon. Rhino, did you get any snow flurries in the central Mississippi area this morning?
I was threatening it, and the weatherman said it was a possibility, but I didn't see any.
Well, and it was snow. Like, I mean, it was white. If it fell on your car windshield, it did look like little snow dust or what it did. But, I mean, nothing obviously stuck, and it definitely wasn't the big flakes like that you might would see in other kind of places. I think more than anything is when you go through that time like we did here in Mississippi now it's like just a few weeks ago when we had like the ice storm that came through and you had the perfect weather and everybody was hoping for just a little bit of snow since it was going to be cold and we clearly weren't going to be going anywhere and sort of all the things. And it's like, okay, well, no snow there. Joke's on you. Wait just a few weeks. Let's have a couple of highs. It feels like summer. And then out of nowhere, Mother Nature will send Mississippi a few snow flurries. But again, nothing to get too excited about other than just like, oh, it is snowing in Mississippi in March.
I mean, we still have 4 days left in winter. So
this is true. This is very true. So we kind of had our fall spring and then, you know, I think what everybody's kind of contemplating is, okay, like, is this our last snap? But history would probably tell you, you know, it's not Easter just yet, and Easter is a little early this year. So I'm still holding on to my, what is it, April the 18th? It's going to be chilly just because it thundered, and I can't remember now. I did not do my homework on kind of looking up that wives' tale, although Jeff in Pontotoc corrected me. He said it was something different that he had mentioned in terms of thunder. But if there was anything like with a March kind of old wives' tale, I want to look back to February the 16th or January the 16th or whatever the timeline is. I'm thinking, man, did it thunder? Did it not thunder? Who knows? Whatever the kind of, you know, whatever it may be to get us to the snow here in March. Jeff says, I saw the snowflakes here flying horizontally in the wind. Yeah, it was more of like, I mean, your weather person would probably tell you it was more like sleet or whatever. I'm like, it's snow. Let us have our moment. You know, it was white. Don't tell me it was hail. Don't tell me it was sleet. I saw it. It was snowflakes, at least. We wanted it to perceive it that way, for sure. Joe Quitman said, but remember, Buxitoni Phil predicted 6 more weeks of winter. So do we give him a raise? I mean, was he correct in this? Because there was a lot that were saying he didn't know what he was doing. Whenever it was 80 and 90 degrees and felt like summertime. A couple weekends ago, which is nuts because, what, this is lasting maybe 48 hours for us here, something-ish like that. By the end of the week, we'll be back in shorts, which I guess if you've got allergies, migraines, body aches, all the things that respond to weather, you feel like you're on a roller coaster of bodily emotions in that way because it goes from one extreme to another. And Jeff said, yes, snowflakes. I'm with you, Jeff. It was definitely snowflakes. It was sleeting in Boca Chica this morning. Well, it was snowing in Pontotoc and in Brandon. I mean, it was a mixture of both. And nothing to, like, ride home about or get excited about. But it was cool to watch the kids because, you know, they've had all spring break off. And this was the first morning for many. I know some of you, this is your actual spring break. So what a cool way to kind of start it. But for many, this was, like, getting back up, a normal Monday, back to the grind, and then it's like we're in the twilight zone in Mississippi. We're starting the last 9 weeks of school with snow flurries, sleet, whatever you want to call it. And then tomorrow, break out your long johns if you got to be somewhere super early because your toes are going to tingle.
It ain't going to be that cold.
It's going to feel like it. It's like when you go from the hot to the cold real quickly, you know, from the hot tub to the, you know, the pool water. It's more shocking. It's more shocking when you've been in shorts to turn around and be in snow. Stick with us. You got more up next. You got the boys with Sports Talk from 3 to 6. Rhino and I'll meet you back here Monday at 2. But until then, I hope you all find time for the good things.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.